Last Sunday, we had a great, joyous opportunity in the afternoon to baptize three individuals. And it's kind of a highlight of a ministry to see people grow in the Lord, to come to that place where they say, I want to step out in obedience to the Lord and follow through believer's baptism. And so we shortly are going to watch the videos of this last weekend's baptisms. Before I begin, let's just take a moment to pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you're a God who works in people's lives, that your grace is still evident, whether we can meet or whether we are restricted in meeting. That Heavenly Father, that your promise of your work in our lives will continue on, no matter the restrictions, no matter the environment, and no matter the situations we are going through. And so we are thankful for your work that you have promised to do, and you will bring it to fruition. And so thank you that you were at work in these three individuals' lives and bringing them to that place where they came as a testimony of your grace in their lives. For we pray this in your name. Amen. What we're going to witness shortly is a testimony of God's work in individuals' lives. What they will seek to tell you through this ordinance is that God has done a work in their lives and bringing them to himself. They came to the realization that they were dead in their trespasses and sins. They were under the judgment of God, and they were on their way to spending an eternity apart from God. When we are born into this world, we come born as sinners, enemies of God, apart from God. The Holy Spirit has to intervene in our lives, drawing us to himself, and he does that. And so these three individuals are going to bear testimony that God did that in their lives. God gave them life when they came in faith and repentance to him. God offered them his gift of salvation. They reached out and they took it and became his children, given a new destiny and new promises. This baptism does not save, but it pictures what God has already done in their lives. See, what God set up in motion, and there is significance, and we don't have time at this time to go into the whole significance. In the Old Testament, they observed what is called circumcision, and some see a tracing through into baptism today. That's for another time. But God did establish this whole ordinance, what we call a baptism. So in obedience to God's command, they are seeking to be obedient to him and want you to know that they are seeking with God's help to walk a different road, identified as a child of God and wanting the world to know that they belong to God. And I want this evening, I just want to read a few verses out of Acts chapter 10. Peter in Acts chapter 10 went to the house of Cornelius at the leading of the Lord, and he shared with them the gospel. See, Cornelius was a Gentile, and he gathered many relatives and friends to listen to Peter. So if you have your Bibles, let's read starting at verse 44 of chapter 10 of Acts. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening to the message. All the circumcised believers who came with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they were hearing them speaking with tongues and exalting God. Then Peter answered, surely no one can refuse the water for these to be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we did, can he? And he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to stay on a few days. See, while Peter was speaking to them, the Holy Spirit fell on them in testimony of the fact that they had become believers, and the Holy Spirit was testifying to the fact. We don't see exactly when they came in faith and repentance, but what we do see is that the Holy Spirit bore testimony that they had come in faith and repentance, that the Holy Spirit was taking ownership of these individuals. And that with the presence of the Holy Spirit borne out in testimony at this time by the speaking of tongues, but also they saw the ministry of the Holy Spirit in their lives, he bore testimony, these individuals belong to me. What a significant truth that is, that we as children of God have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit living within us, bearing testimony, and that we are his children. We are God's children. We have the ministry of the Holy Spirit who is seeking to teach us, instruct us in truth, leading us deeper into the truths of the Word of God. Now, some have called this event here in Acts chapter 10 what is called the Gentile Pentecost. This was the coming of the Holy Spirit to the Gentile nation in like manner as he had come to the Jewish nation at Pentecost. This was the coming of the Holy Spirit to the Gentile nation in like manner as he had come to the Jewish nation at Pentecost. Peter asked a rhetorical question that expects a negative answer. The Holy Spirit made clear that these believers belonged to him and there was nothing standing in their way of being baptized. And this baptism involved water. So Peter ordered the Jewish believers traveling with him to baptize these new believers, indicating that there's only one family of God made up of all races, all peoples. And so what Peter was seeking to present to these Jewish believers who were traveling with him is that there's one family of God. And so we call Osler Mission Chapel the local representation of the family of God, made up of all true believers, but represented here in this location. But Peter wanted to present to these Jewish believers and teach them that we are a family. We belong as a family. We need to accept each other as a family. We have the common Holy Spirit who indwelt the Jewish believers, was now indwelling the Gentile believers here. We also see similarities to Acts 8:36 with Philip sharing the gospel with the Ethiopian eunuch. And there he says, "Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." So they stopped the chariot and went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. So the question for each of us at this time is, here is water, what is hindering you from being baptized? And so it was a natural progression as Philip sought to teach the eunuch from the book of Isaiah. Somehow through that teaching, Philip presented to the eunuch that indication of what it means of when you become a believer, to indicate that through water baptism. But we also see that in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. "Go and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And thus we see the command that is given to the family of God. If you are a child of God, then what he is asking us to do is to indicate that, to picture what he has done in your life through believer's baptism. Thus, the responsibility to be obedient to the word of God. And so, here we're going to watch the video of these three individuals. They're going to share their testimonies with us, and then we're going to see this baptism take place.
Neither is there salvation in either, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Galatians 2:20. "It is Christ who lives in me. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in the faith of the Son of the God who loved me and gave himself up for me. I came to know Jesus years ago. I just always put him on the back burner. I was so into myself and never thought about my conscience, and I finally tired of living that old life. I know that Jesus wants a relationship with me, and I know that I am one of his children. I want to take it a step further and be baptized and be reborn in Christ. My life before Christ, I was walking, thinking out loud to my wife, 'If my marriage doesn't work out, I could always get a divorce.' I thought it would be easier way to get out of that relationship with my wife and start over. But my wife and I look at it as a second chance to give our family a renewed relationship with Jesus at the wheel. And I was brought up in a broken family, and I just couldn't imagine to repeat it all over again. I've made lots of mistakes in my life. I've had children with other people, and I'm ashamed of that before marriage and that. How I came to know Christ, I came to know him through all his blessings. He has rewarded me with family and friends. He has always provided me for for me and my family. And one time I was going through an issue in my life, and I went to church, and it was like talking about the same thing I was wrestling with. It was like that sermon was for me. Like he was talking to me, my life after receiving Christ, the changes I made was going back to church and not falling into the snare of Satan's lies. And I put bad thoughts in my life by wearing the armor of God and to start living for Jesus. And by having a better attitude at life, changing my ways and the way I look at life to try to stop being judgmental and want to be baptized by making my commitment to serve God and to live in the righteous way and be like a true Christian in my thoughts and ways. I truly believe that Osler Mission Church is an awesome family of believers, and I want to be part of that Osler Mission Church's new family. Members, and I consider all the congregation my family. I would love them to accept me part of their family in Christ.
All right, we'll get you to step up on our ladder here. Oh, can we take your glasses off? All right, before we baptize you, let's just have a word of prayer. Dear Father, thank you for Dan. Thank you for the life that you've given to him. That life belongs in you, and you are dwelling within him. So thank you for your ever presence, that he can never and cannot go anywhere apart from you. And Heavenly Father, thank you for that. And thank you that your hand is going to continue to be upon him, directing and encouraging him, teaching him through your Holy Spirit. So thank you for that. And so just thank you for your work in his life and in the years ahead. We pray in your name. Amen. All right. You want to put your other hand on your elbow? Okay, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we baptize you.
Thank you all for coming. I've never spoken public before, so I'll fumble through this. As a child, I lived a lot with partying, drinking, drugs, and violence around me. However, despite this, I was lucky to have two amazing grandmothers who cared about me greatly. My grandma Lucille was a very devout Christian who would teach me about the Lord and take me to the church every chance she could. On one of those visits to church, I went up to an altar call and accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. I was a good kid and would try and follow the Lord's way. I remember always telling my grandmother I would never drink and carry on like all the stuff I would often see around me. Well, as I got older, I started to drift away and hang around with a bad crowd. For many years, it was drinking, doing drugs, fighting, partying. As I got older, I settled down but still liked to drink and party and wasn't living for the Lord. Through all of those years, I did always have the Lord in the back of my mind, and I knew what I was doing wasn't right. There came a point when I was tired of the way I was living. My mom's husband had died, and I was home from Alberta to stay with her for a bit and decided to move back to Saskatoon. I had been thinking a lot about the Lord, and I had gotten together with an old friend who I knew was a Christian, so I asked him if he still attended church and if I could join him. Well, I did, and I could feel it was time to get back on the Lord's path, so I started to go to church when I could and focus more on him. Well, the next thing I know, he brought in an amazing woman into my life that I'm blessed to call my wife. Jen is my everything. After getting to know each other, we decided to get married and buy a house. Never for a second did Osler ever cross our minds, but the Lord found us a house in Osler, right between two amazing sets of neighbors who are also devout Christians. And then God blessed us with our beautiful son, Shepherd. I will never get over how quickly the Lord started blessing me as soon as I turned back to him. He surrounded me with wonderful Christians and blessed me with a beautiful family. Back in my dark days, there were a few times I should have been killed. I used to say, I'm lucky to be alive. But I know now luck had nothing to do with it. The Lord is the only reason I'm still here today. All of those years of sinful behavior, he was always there with me. He let me learn some hard lessons, but he kept me alive. And with that being said, I think the least I can do is stand up here in front of all of you and with my whole heart dedicate the rest of my life to the Lord. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Hi, Shepherd. Let me hold this so it doesn't fall. All we're going to do is we're gonna lean you back. But let me pray first. Let's just take a moment and just thank the Lord for Chris. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your work in Chris's life, bringing him to this place. That, Heavenly Father, you have not let him go, and you have pursued him for relationship through the years. No matter where he goes or no matter what he is involved in, Heavenly Father, you are going with him. And you are seeking to draw him into a deeper relationship with you. And we're thankful for bringing him to this place in his life. And we know and we can trust you that you will continue that work on into the future. Thank you for the family that you've given to him. And thank you for each of these people that have come this afternoon and bear testimony of the relationship that they have with him. And thank you for the place that you have given to him and the friends that he has. So just praying today that you might continue your work in his life, challenging him with truth and walking with you day by day. For praying this in your name, amen. All right, we'll get you to... Okay, on confession of your faith, Chris, we're going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Family wants to give you a towel here.
Hello, my name is Bill Weeb. This is my testimony. I'm sure that my standing here will be a surprise to most of you, but I have a confession to make before the church and before God that I should have made many years ago. It always comes back to convict me. I was baptized at age 21 in the Old Colony Church, at which time I was actually not a believer, as I recall that I was deceptive in my claims. There was a rule that if you had sins to confess, to do that before the service in the preacher's quarters in the church, and you were supposed to meet with the preacher there before the service. And being a shy person, I didn't comply. I pretended as well, all was well between me and God. And at the time, I had something on my mind that I should confess, but I recall now that was not the most terrible and most serious sin that I needed to confess. There was another sin more grievous and dishonoring to God, and didn't even come to mind, possibly due to my lack of knowledge of Old Testament laws. But anyway, as I see it now, I should have been under conviction to confess that had I been a believer. There was a sin in that in the Old Testament law was punishable by stoning. And so I have concluded that my baptism was not valid. I was not a believer, and although I have had many intimate times with God, the first of which was on the day of my first communion, as I was going home that day, the words of a hymn that was sung during the service came to mind, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Those words gave me real comfort, and I felt a load lifted from my heart that I had not realized was there. I felt so free, so liberated, that I have used that experience as a sign that God had forgiven my deception. But every time I read in the Bible or hear a sermon on how God requires obedience, my peace wants to unravel, and I realize that that needs to be dealt with. I can rationalize all I want, but it always comes back to convict me. But when I think of all the ways that the Lord has blessed me over the 66 years since my baptism, there have been many mountaintop experiences that I can attribute to God's blessing on my life. My kids, for one thing, have all turned out to be well-respected people and all are all engaged in honorable occupations. And during the time Dave and Judy and Dan and Teresa were in P&G, we were able to make 3 trips there to visit them. And the last time we were able to accompany Pastor Bill and Ann as they traveled there for a mission conference. And we spent several days vacationing with them in Australia. and I have never had a high-paying job. And for me to be able to afford that was a real blessing. And to cap it off, having a son as lead pastor of my church to be, to me, is a significant trophy. But Judas was also really richly blessed. He was in Jesus' company for 3 years and even carried the purse. And at the Last Supper, Jesus washed his feet. That tells me that being extremely blessed does not remove the fact that God requires obedience. And the more we are blessed, the greater the obligation to obey and honor God. So that is why I have determined that this is the right thing to do. And I lay all my crowns at the feet of Jesus who died to take away my sins and wash and cleanse me. That is why I have decided to be baptized again, this time with nothing hidden, nothing covered up. I want to once for all and forever be able to say I am a true child of God. And there's some scripture verses that I hold dear to, hold on to. Constant support and encouragement. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And also 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him to be sin who had no sin to be sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God.
So if you hang on to here. No, it's warm. It's nice and warm. So I'm going to pray first, Dad. I'm going to pray first, okay? Do you have your hearing aid?
What?
Do you have your hearing aid in? Dad, today we're baptizing you upon confession of your faith in Jesus Christ. This will be your final baptism. This is based on obedience to God and His Word. And it's my privilege as your son to baptize you. Let's pray. Dear God and loving Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God who loves us unconditionally. You are a God who pursues us relentlessly for relationship with yourself. You are a God who, no matter the sin in our life, you are a God who forgives so completely, so absolutely. And thank you that you have forgiven Dad all of his sins. And I love the verse that he's chose. If we confess our sins, you, God, are faithful and just to forgive us those sins. And they don't come back to us. And as we, even this water today, as we look at this water, what a sign of what you have done. You have cleansed us. You've washed away our sin. And when you come up out of this water, it signifies just that death to sin, that resurrection to the new life. And so, God, those old sins, those convictions of disobedience that keep coming up, Father, they will be once and for all done away with by the blood of the Lamb, your Son, Jesus Christ. So, God, we thank you for that. Thank you for how you have been working in Dad's life to convict him, to draw him to yourself. And thank you how he's responded in obedience, even though it's not maybe popular to be baptized at 87. Maybe that's probably not the thing to do, but God, we recognize that it's a step of obedience. And Father, you have been laying on this on Dad's heart. And so thank you for his obedience. Oh God, what a day that we can rejoice and celebrate together with our biological family, with our church family. And so God, we thank you for this. And Father, we know that you are glorified. We know that you are honored through this step of obedience. So Father, we just give you all the praise and all the glory. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So if you want to put your elbow on here.
Put your hand on this elbow.
Put your hand right there. So upon confession of your faith, Dad, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Dan, it has been an exciting journey for you. I know you've been extremely excited as we've been waiting for this day for you to be baptized. So I'm excited that you were able to do that and follow through with this step of baptism. Very exciting day for you.
And it's great to have some family here, and we just appreciate that. And we're encouraged, too, that it's your desire to take this step of membership. It's not a requirement of baptism. It's not part of it. But this is an opportunity after you shared his testimony. If somebody wants to, then we'll receive them into church membership. And we're glad that you're willing to do this. But there's a couple of things. First of all, I want to tell you that as a church here, we as the leadership team of Ozer Mission Chapel, we want to commit to provide you, one of its members, godly vision and leadership, sound doctrine as we teach and as we preach, Christ-centered counsel and admonition. And so that's kind of what we want to give to you. And then we desire and expect that the members of Ozer Mission Chapel agree with the statement of faith of this church, as it is important that we work and walk in unity under the same mandate. And so we desire and expect our members to be disciples of Christ, to reflect Christ-like characteristics and commitments in all of life, in community and mission, who lead others to do the same. And just speaking with you, we know that's your desire as well. We desire and expect the members of the church to be actively involved in some way within this local church body and the ministries that are beyond the church walls for the advancement of the kingdom of God. With dependency, accountability, submission, and unity and integrity with the leadership of the church. So please respond to the following questions. Are you in agreement with the statement of faith of Ozer Mission Chapel?
Yes.
Is it your desire that by the empowering grace of God you will submit yourself to the character and service of the Lord with enthusiasm and spiritual passion, yielded to God as an instrument of righteousness in life, in community, and in mission? Do you desire to work in dependency, accountability, submission, and unity and integrity with the leadership of the church for the advancement of the kingdom of God through the vision and mission of this church?
Yes.
Well, Dan, then it's my privilege to welcome you as a member of Ozer Mission Chapel and welcome you into the care and fellowship of this church. If you want to come see your dad, Shepherd, you can. You can come see your dad. Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris, for sharing your testimony and what God has done in your life. We're glad to have you part of this church body and receive you into membership. So we're excited for what God has done in your life and what he continues to do. And so a couple of things just before we receive you into membership, but we want to just let you know, it's not something that we only expect something from you, but there's an expectation, a two-way accountability that we want to make sure that you know that we want to give to you, we want to offer you. And so we, the leadership team of Ozer Mission Chapel, we commit to provide you, its members, godly vision and leadership, sound doctrine in preaching and in teaching, Christ-centered counsel and admonition. And we desire and expect that our members of Ozer Mission Chapel agree with the statement of faith of our church, as it is important that together we walk in unity under the same mandate. So we desire and expect the members of this church to be disciples of Christ who reflect characteristics and commitments in all of life, community, and mission, and who lead others to do the same. And so we desire and expect our members of this church to be actively involved in some way in the church, within the church, in ministries beyond the church, for really to advance the kingdom of God. And so considering these, would you respond to these following questions? Are you in agreement with the statement of faith of Ozer Mission Chapel? Is it your desire that by the power and grace of God you will submit yourself to the character and service of the Lord with enthusiasm, spiritual passion, yielded to God as an instrument of righteousness in life, in community, and in mission? Do you desire to work in dependency, accountability, submission, unity, and integrity with the leadership of the church for the advancement of the kingdom of God through the vision and mission of the church? Then, Chris, it is my privilege to welcome you as a member and receive you into the care and fellowship of Ozer Mission Chapel.
Exciting time last Sunday afternoon that we got the privilege of being here to witness, and some of you were also here to witness that, and we're thankful for that. But we've gone a little bit over time here, but we have one other person that's already come forward asking to be baptized. And so we are already looking forward to an opportunity to be able to baptize this individual. And so I asked a question earlier. Here's water. What doth hinder you from being baptized? So if you would like to be baptized or you would like to talk about it, then we would like to talk with you about that and that opportunity that God wants to walk with you through. And so I trust that you'll consider that. Let's just close this time in a word of prayer. Dear Father, thank you that we've had an opportunity to witness your ministry to Ranger Lake. Thank you for each person that has been involved in that ministry and what you are going to do this coming summer months as they seek to move forward with a camping ministry once again. And we're just praying that you might open the doors of opportunity for them. Whatever it looks like, that you might give them opportunity to be able to be involved in children's lives, teens' lives, with the truth of your word. And so just pray that you might give great opportunity for them this summer. But then those that need to consider baptism, we pray that you might continue your work in their lives, challenging them and moving them forward in obedience to you. For we pray in your name. Amen. Thank you very much for coming.